Good morning. A relatively cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone waking up in the 50s and lower 60s with partly cloudy skies. It's dry with high pressure in control. We do have some areas of fog, which will dissipate early this morning as the sun rises higher in the sky. That sunshine will tend to mix with clouds today as a weak disturbance pivots through the region in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This disturbance will also have the chance of touching off a few scattered passing showers from time to time in a couple of spots, maybe a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder that will be short-lived, as high temperatures stay below average and generally in the middle and upper 70s. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, with lows back into the middle and upper 50s. High pressure will build in again for the day on Saturday, keeping it dry. The humidity levels will stay low, although temperatures will start to climb a bit as readings bounce back into the lower 80s. Another, more potent disturbance with more moisture to work with will arrive overnight Saturday night and early Sunday morning with a round of showers and thunderstorms. Some of these scattered showers will linger into the day on Sunday, perhaps a rumble of thunder in the afternoon. It'll be more humid with highs back into the lower 80s. After that system passes by, drier weather will move in for the early part of next week with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday, highs in the lower to mid 80s. Another disturbance on Wednesday will touch off a few scattered showers and storms, which could last into Thursday, highs back into the upper 70s and lower 80s through the middle and latter portion of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rainfall and the threat of flash flooding from daily storms associated with the southwest monsoon will continue through the day. An upper-level ridge centered over the Four Corners region and an upper-level low retrograding west out of Texas are funneling an anomalously high amount of moisture into the region. A moderate risk of excessive rainfall is in effect for portions of central and southeastern Arizona, with a broader slight risk in effect for additional portions of Arizona, New Mexico, and into central portions of Colorado. Up to 2 inches of rain per hour are possible, and widespread rainfall totals of 1 to 3 inches are possible. The intense rain over burn scars remains a concern for flash flooding and the potential for debris flows. Flash flooding will also be a threat locally for areas that have already seen heavy rain over the past few days as the monsoon storms have ramped up. Meanwhile, hot weather will continue into the beginning of the weekend through the northern and central plains as well as the Midwest. Highs generally in the mid to upper 90s are expected. In addition to the heat, moisture will increase out ahead of a cold front, leading to the chance of thunderstorms, some of which could be severe. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 40 degrees, with a northwest wind at 25 gusting to 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany this morning, partly sunny and 60 degrees, the dew point 56, 87% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 54. The average temperature, 65, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 7.71 inches for the month, which is 4.49 inches above normal. And 22.82 inches for the year, which is 1.06 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees. The average low, 63. The record high, 96, set in 1933, 1952, and 1955. And the record low, 45, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:25 p.m. 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower, possibly a thunderstorm today with highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, low humidity, lower 80s. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, lower to mid 80s. And scattered showers possible on Wednesday, the chance of a thunderstorm lower 80s. And increasing sunshine in the upper 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.